This has been a relatively recent development where we have mass preference actions, mass preference procedures orders, and mass mandatory preference mediations. And there are two faces to this. It's like the two faces of Eve. There is a positive side to it. It is an efficient way to bring in a significant amount of money into the estate with lessened administrative costs. On the other side, there can be abuses that arise from the process, and we're going to discuss some of those abuses. Some of those abuses arise, in some opinions, out of the procedures orders themselves, which are usually entered at a time when the defendants are not in court, or many of the defendants are not in court. The motion is filed, but many of the defendants may not be creditors and may not have input into the procedures orders and would only see the terms of the procedures orders after they got sued. And so, again, these are two faces of mass preference actions. You know, you hear a lot of words, usually from the defendant's side, describing this kind of procedure. And what we're talking about is thousands of actions being filed, many times on a form pleading with a mass preference procedure order that you didn't get a chance to get your licks at. And I've heard various terms come up. Patty's given me a few of those. One is hijack. Another, kidnap. I've heard the word ransom in some of these discussions. And so what I did was I thought I'd look these words up. So I looked them up in my Webster's dictionary. And let's see how the definitions apply to the procedure.